Guys, I have some fun stuff that I want to share with you. You know, earlier okay. we were talking about the actually, wait a minute.
Oh, come on now. It's your first time Sorry. On radio? Come on, dude.
Sorry, guys. I got to take this. I'll be right back.
Oh. What do you mean you have to take this?
I'm sorry. I got to go.
This is your segment.
You just got his cancer card have, again?
We got nothing else if you're not going to do something here.
What? I do see that a 215 area code called Justin, and that appears to be a Philadelphia area code.
Philly.
Who do we know?
Who could
Philly?
Be calling from Philly?
The Touchdown Brothers?
Ooh.
They love Monty, right? Everybody loves Monty.
I could
try
to tune
him
in.
Especially.
Yeah, Ham, can you turn us over to the Touchdown Brothers?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
See what we got?
What antiquated equipment.
Right, here we
go.
You're listening to the Touchdown Brothers.
Touchdown Brothers!
Jimmy M. and Joel, that's Tony Rangu. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Touchdown Brothers. Hey, don't forget, coming up a little bit later on, we're going to have Pug McGraw's cousin on to talk about.
How many cousins does he have anyway?
He's got a lot of cousins. Kind of like you. But Pug McGraw's cousin's going to come on. He's going to tell us about Andrew Tony's memories of the first time that Wilbur Montgomery saw Rocky Balboa.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Like a terrible segment.
A long time.
Do we get guests or what? Do we build
segments?
We get
only the top guests.
That's
and
right.
That's this next guy is tops.
He's
I
tops.
Mean, twops.
And the reason I like him, because if people need to be ripped, he's going to
oh,
rip them.
He'll rip them. Oh,
he
my
will
God.
Rip them.
He will rip them. He's the number one guy down there in Dallas radio. He's yeah. been doing mornings there on the
number
ticket,
one.
The yeah. ticket yeah.
for 25 years.
Incredible.
He That's is the no-nonsense ripper of all rippers. This guy, he calls it like it is.
Yeah, he's not afraid
he
to
does.
Rip the Cowboys.
He ain't freaking scared of nothing.
He talks about the Cowboys sucking and the Mavericks. He's not afraid to say it.
And you know the crazy thing is, I think he's a better athlete than most of the guys that he talks
That's
about.
That's what we understand.
Right, they can't be talking
it's
about
not,
really
no,
Where'd Justin go?
He's Justin Montemayor.
Oh, my God. It is
Justin, what is happening?
Bailing on us for them?
Tony, Jimmy, so good to talk to you guys.
What's
more excited about this than our show.
Sorry. Got to put my hand up. I had to miss the last couple of shows. That's my bad.
That's all right.
Yeah, couple
it's,
shows.
It's okay.
Sounds
it's great to
filling.
Talk to you. I mean, even though it sounds like you're busy right now, what's with all that noise?
Yeah, no. So what we're doing right now is we're in the middle of what we call White Elephant Day here at the Ticket. You know, we kind of mix and match, you know, our hosts and our different personalities, you know. But our boss, Cat, you know, I get to call him Cat. Everyone else calls him Jeff.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So you're, you know, you're an upper level guy.
His relationship.
Well, yeah, we're tight. He said, in reality, this whole day is about getting me exposure to other day parts. Let me try to connect to all the different audiences.
You're kind of the star of that station, right?
Yeah, you're the big star.
That's what people say. I don't.
I do believe he thinks that way. Yes, this is Justin.
Let us know.
Let's hear about it, man. You're awesome. But aren't you doing your normal morning shift?
I am, Tony. But the problem is, I guess the sponsors got wind that I was going to be out of the morning drive, so
yeah.
They caused kind of a ruckus, I guess, and said they got to keep the top dog in the top slot. I guess they didn't want, you know, we got other shows here like the Musers and the Hardline. They
the
said,
Musers. Oh, horrible. That we show is so horrible.
Oh,
it'll never last. Show will never last.
If the sponsors found out they were reading my ads, they would have a big problem with it.
Yeah, I get it. Yep. I get it.
I got a routine. I got a family, and they're used to it. I don't want
family.
Yeah.
Hey, you
what
know what?
Family?
Speaking of family, you know what we got to do, Tawny?
What we got to do?
We got to check in on about Monty's wife. I mean,
oh,
I want to hear about that.
Monty's wife?
What?
What a lie.
Playmate? What's the story with her?
Playmate?
Yeah, no, Svetlana's doing fantastic.
Svetlana?
You know,
very generic name.
She and I hit it off really well since she stepped foot in America a couple of years ago, but to be honest with you, it's always super awkward when we're out and fans of the station, especially lady fans, stop us, and they'll just pull Svetty to the side and tell
Svetty
how lucky she is, how many women in the Metroplex would trade places with her.
Sure, yeah.
Wow.
That has never happened.
Especially when the husband's there. It's a big ordeal. It becomes the whole thing. And honestly, I got a little bit of breaking news for you guys. I haven't even told this to my audience.
Okay.
Yeah, what's that? That's what's that? That's going on? It sounds like you got some breaking news there. What is that?
We're working overtime to conceive child number three.
Three? What happened to the first two?
Oh, God!
Way to be Philip Rivers.
Oh, man! You can get your hand out of your pants.
Okay.
What's happening there?
I get it. I get it. I mean, it's been great. We, you know, we can't keep our hands off each other. Yeah. You know what? I guess her doctor said that she's ovulating right now, whatever the hell that means. So yes, I've got to be ready to go at any moment. You know, I basically have my pipe set to a steady drip. You know, it's like I'm worried about my pipes freezing overnight. I'm basically Chinese water torturing the front of my pants. I know Tony knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I know it. I know it. Try one of those chewables, man.
We're visiting with Justin Montemayor, number one guy down there.
He's living an alternate life.
We'll get to our annual Phillies predictions here in a second.
Yeah, we're going to go game by game.
Yeah, we got to go through all of them with Justin. But
game
real
by
quick,
game.
How's the marathon training coming there, Monty?
Marathon? It's okay.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, I finally knocked Norm off the air. You guys know Norm.
Yeah.
You're taking credit for that?
I remember him.
Yeah. I actually got him kicked out of the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, too.
Oh,
I got that, 2-for-2. But I also said I am not going to repeat the same mistakes he did. So, you know, physical fitness, high on my priority list.
That's great.
Yeah. Everything is
We've
a lie.
We've seen the pictures you've sent of us. You look great.
You're ripped.
You look fantastic.
There's no way.
Well, you know, a six-pack doesn't become an eight-pack overnight, but you work hard on it. That's why I'm doing these marathons. You know, I'm trying to do my trifecta of winning an Ironman, a CrossFit Games, a three-on-three Hoop It Up tournament.
Whoa.
I know it's a big deal, but look, guys, I live in the South.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen what things like diabetes can do to people. If I was ever to lose a leg or, you know, get sugar foot or something, I just don't know if I could live like a deformed monster. I don't think I could handle it.
I don't know if you noticed, Justin, but they have to keep sawing off higher and higher on Tony's leg, so
that's cool though. You can talk
about
it.
I get what you mean.
Fine.
I get what you mean.
Monty wants to rip me, that's fine.
It is gross. It is gross. Tony is a deformed monster. A little bit, you know, tastefully.
That's cool.
But hey, Monty, let's get away from the gammy leg of Tony over here, because the smell of that thing. You've got to get that thing treated.
Don't worry about it.
Dressing changed.
I'm addressing it.
Let's get to some sports here, Monty. You're the only guy in Dallas that knows anything about sports, all right?
He's the only one.
You were the first guy to praise Nico after the Luka trade.
That's right. We did, too.
And since the Eagles suck, the Sixers suck.
Oh, boy, do they suck.
And who cares about hockey? So I say what we do is our annual tradition of predicting the Phillies' 2026 schedule.
Oh, yeah.
All 162 games right here on the air.
Can't hear this.
You want to get us started.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's do it. The Phillies start the season against my Texas Rangers. And let me tell you a little bit about the Texas Rangers.
They suck, for one thing.
Yeah, hold on. Let him speak.
Okay, sorry.
No, he's right. They do suck.
No analysis at all.
All right, so April 1st, I have that as a Phillies win.
Oh, yeah.
April 2nd. Phillies win.
Yep.
April 3rd, Phillies win.
Okay.
We've already given. Let's blow this up.
He
That's
ditched
enough.
Our show
to
for
talk
that.
About a Philly schedule.
A Philly sweep.
No. All right.
I thought that he might lie occasionally when we're not around, but to the extent that he lied there is ridiculous.
A different person.
Say he's running Iron Man competitions.
I want to be friends with Philly Monty.
Yeah.
He did have a little Philly affect to his
voice.
A little bit.
All right, it's the Deep Eddie Vodka Ticket Wide Elephant Day brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Hopefully we can find Justin back.